If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret, searching for the sound. This is the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
The Sound Podcast is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS is a growing community of music and culture podcasts connecting music fans like you with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Check out OSIRISPod.com for more great podcasts. The show starts now.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a sneak peek of some audio from a studio session recorded a few weeks ago by Ghostlight, a new project from Holly Bowling and Tom Hamilton, amongst others. The project has been kept under pretty tight wraps as the band puts the finishing touches on their debut studio album and then gets on the road for a pretty significant set of dates, their first as a band. There has been very little publicly said about the project, but knowing the two of our favorites, Holly and Tom, were involved, we had to track them down and get a little more out of them. We tried our best, and the conversation started when I asked Holly and Tom how they hooked up for Ghostlight.
You know, Holly and I played together a few times. She played with the Babies, or my old band, and it was always fun. We always walked away from it with a with a smile, and it was always a positive experience. And that band felt like it was kind of running its course for me. That moniker. And so, you know, and I had been thinking of asking Holly to join the band before that, and I just kind of had the idea of, well, let's just start something new. And you know, I kind of thought through of who did I know that would complement what Holly and I do, you know, or what I, you know, what I the, you know, we've only played together a handful of times, but it you know, you kind of know a connection when it happens. So, you know, so I kind of just started putting out some feelers, making some calls, and, you know, fortunately the guys that, and girl that, that I thought would be really cool and do something interesting, were all available.
Holly, what did you say when Tom reached out and asked if you wanted to be part of this new project?
I was pretty stoked. You know, as Tom said, we'd played together a few times over the past year, and I think there was really good musical chemistry each time. And I think, you know, we were kind of looking for opportunities to play together more. So it's interesting too. I kind of had another idea in the works, but you know, we had really enjoyed playing together each time enough that I was like, well, let's do this, you know.
And then I had to take a blood oath. And then I had a sending, you know, an etched in stone invitation. It was a whole thing.
I thought we were never going to talk about all that.
Well, you know, in the era of non-disclosure agreements not meaning anything,
right?
I figured.
Wait, which one of you is? Never mind. who's who? Because it's interesting, because Holly, we spoke in, I think, November. You were in Toronto and you said that you were gearing up to potentially do some stuff on your own. Did you know at the time that this was in the mix, or was it something that came a little bit after that?
You know, I don't remember when, I don't remember when exactly this really started to take shape as a solid thing. But yeah, I mean, I had a couple different ideas of what direction I was going to go this year. As far as, you know, putting together a band and moving away from the solo thing and writing original music. And, you know, I think I had in my head at one point that I could launch two new things at once. And then I quickly realized that was madness.
Right.
So, at this point, yeah, everything's on hold, and it's just, you know, I'm putting all my energy into Ghostlight, and I'm really excited about that.
And Tom, you've put all the other projects, with the exception of J-Rad, kind of on hold now, and you're concentrating on Ghostlight. Is that the plan?
Yeah. I mean, I obviously, I love doing the J-Rad thing, and all the other stuff was just kind of, it's just other stuff. You know, I mean, I love playing original music, and you know, having this opportunity is awesome. And yeah, I'm super stoked. This is definitely, you know, I mean, all I ever really wanted was to just be able to play, you know, play music and play original music and try to, like, you know, contribute to the lexicon. And, you know, I feel like this is a great group of people, and we're, you know, writing interesting music. And yeah, I'm excited to be doing this for hopefully quite a while. Yeah.
The plan is to mostly play live, right? And to sort of invent on the go. I mean, I know that you have a studio record out and you've been working hard on this studio record, but is the plan to mostly try stuff, and I shouldn't say try stuff out on stage, but see where stuff goes in an improv kind of way on stage? Is that kind of the method to your madness here, Tom?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I mean, my personal thing has always been, you know, I love to improvise. I love being in bands that improvise. But I, you know, I don't feel like there's a stigma for people who improvise that they can't write a song or they can't make a record. And you know, my thing going all the way back to the beginning of my career with my first band, Brothers Past, it was always, you know, I tried to emulate the Grateful Dead, which is, hey man, make great studio records, and you know, when you go on the road, make sure you know you leave it all out on stage every night. And that hasn't changed in, you know, since I was a teenager. You know, I still that's still what I like to do, and I think I don't think Ghost Light is anything different. This record we're making is I think a really great album, and then when we get it on stage, it's a free for all. We all get to, you know, we all just take it where we want to take it and do what we want to do and really explore, you know.
There was a jam online, I think from last week or the week before, of you guys jamming in the studio. And it was something like an 8-minute jam. And Tom, you were kind of directing traffic a bit, you know, pointing to Raina with your head and not wanting to put down your instrument or whatever. But I saw that you were conducting things. And I'm curious if that's the approach in the studio and if we're to expect these, you know, 8-minute pieces on the new record.
I wasn't really conducting. That was definitely like we were kind of, you know, in that moment we were kind of breaking down, and I was actually pointing to Holly and Raina of just like, you know, like they're doing something cool. Let's not shit on this. Let them do what they're doing. It was, you know, we don't need to play over what's going on. What was happening was beautiful. And it was just kind of like that, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's really any, there's no like conducting, you know, and we're all, it's five people all being involved in a conversation. And, you know, so like, it's definitely, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's, you know, let's collectively figure out where we are, where we're going and, you know, and the best route to get there. You know, it's, you know, I feel like, you know, there could be a thing, especially like within our scene of improvising, kind of being formulaic or whatever. And, you know, and that's fine. But I think what the five of us all, really kind of get off on is not being formulaic at all. And, you know, really trying to improvise, you know, the first rule of improvisation in anything is you have to say yes to whatever is presented to you. And that's, that usually leads to interesting things if everybody's creative and everybody's on board and everybody's invested in what's happening in the moment. And, you know, so yes, yeah, so I certainly wouldn't, you know, I certainly am dodging any of attempt of putting me as a conductor, you know.
It's no, like and I appreciate your, it's collaborative, but you know, it's collaborative to a point. I mean, it's at a certain point, somebody has to make the call that this sounds good, or this is going in a direction we like, or
sure,
somebody's playing.
Yeah, I guess that's like a producer role. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's roughly where I fall into. But, you know, again, that shit doesn't matter. You know, I
mean, right.
Jimmy Page produced all the Led Zeppelin records. That doesn't mean anything. You know, like,
right.
didn't diminish John Paul Jones or John Bonham or Robert Plant.
Oh.
You know, it's still, you know what I mean? It doesn't.
Yeah. And I'm not making the suggestion that anybody else's performance should be diminished. I'm just suggesting that, you know, there's.
Oh no, I wasn't implying you were.
I just wanted
to make sure for listeners or readers or whatever that, like, you know, there is a, you know, that it's not about a pecking order or whatever. You know, it's like those types of things in a dynamic don't really necessarily matter. You know.
You know, another thing too is that you know, video that was out there is a. You know, that was a snapshot of us improvising, and it's one snapshot. And I think, you know, there's a collective group mind when you're improvising, and there's also a willingness to give each person a chance to step up and take the lead and direct the group for sure. You know, and that's something that gets handed off from person to person when someone really has something to say, and everyone else is like, oh, okay, let's listen to that. You know, so I think that when it comes to you know, the live show and the improv, which is really what that was a snapshot of, even though it was taken in the studio, there will be times when someone's going to lead, but that's not something that's like one person wears that hat, you know, that's a role that's definitely shared. And I think all of us are willing to listen to whoever's really, you know, feels like, you know, leading the thing for the moment. That's the whole idea.
When you guys sit down to write, when you guys sat down to write music and, you know, you're recording a record, was writing, and I haven't heard anything, so you'll have to fill me in, but is there lyrics, is there singing, or is it an entire instrumental album, Tom? What was that collaborative situation like?
Bolin, do we want to give anything away here?
Oh, come on, we're friends.
I don't know.
Yeah, man, for songs. Yeah,
right.
I mean, like, for sure. You know, there's...
Fair.
You know, I mean, it's... You know, yeah, we have ideas, and we figured them out, and
right.
You know, we'll figure out what we're trying to say, you know.
Got it.
And then kind of go from there. Yeah.
So coy. Do you think your participation in things like Everyone Orchestra helped with the process? Because it is, you know, and I know that, Tom, you play in a very improvised kind of band with very talented musicians in J-Rad, and Holly, I know you've played in other circumstances too, but, you know, it seems like Everyone Orchestra is kind of that thing that is, you know, five strangers kind of just getting up on stage and playing. Do you think your time in Everyone Orchestra helped the process at all?
I mean, I'll speak to that. I feel like Everyone Orchestra is really its own animal. It's a very different thing. Like, even though it's an entirely improvised thing, you know, you're listening to the other musicians, sure, but you're really, you know, Matt is conducting the whole thing. And so it's not like, oh, where is this going to go next? I'm going to listen to what someone over here is hinting at, and then if all of us pick up on it, we'll, you know, we'll modulate, or we'll really shift the feel or whatever. Like, everyone is listening to each other, but it's very much like eyes on Matt, you know, and he's making the call and directing where these things are going to go, and he listens too and shapes things based on, you know, what the group is kind of doing on stage. But it's a very different style of improvisation than when, you know, no one is at the front of the stage saying where it's going to go, you know. So I don't feel like those are really
the
really
same thing.
Parallel things. It's its own animal,
right? Different ways to approach kind of the same kind of idea of improvising, probably.
I mean, the one thing I will say that's parallel is one of the things that's cool about Everyone Orchestra is if you're playing with people that you've never really met before, and they're your first get to know you, is, you know, whatever phrase they throw out or whatever theme they throw out on stage, and you know, that's kind of your, you know, your handshake and your initial like musical get to know you. That for me, I'd rather get to know someone for the first time around by playing music with them rather than talking, if I can have it one way or another. And you know, one thing that's been really fun about Ghostlight is that most of us knew each other in one form or another, but not everyone. And we definitely hadn't all been together in a room playing until we walked into the studio together. And so there's been a cool getting to know you process through what each person has brought musically and the ideas that they've brought to each song as they start to develop. And it's been an interesting way to get to know, you know, get to know each other as people and musicians simultaneously, which is something that I've always enjoyed about EO as well.
Right. Right. The plan is to tour extensively and really take the show on the road. I mean, starting in late March, you guys are going to be like fam, through April and May. Are you going to be playing just stuff off the new record? Is it going to be a potpourri of what can fans expect in a set list when they see you out on the road?
You know, it'll be a surprise every night. You know, I mean, we will be playing the original, the material we've been working on for sure. And then, you know, outside of that, there's going to be other things. And I think it's going to be as interesting for us to find out what it is as it is for the audience. You know, you know, I mean, it's like what I was thinking about the other day where, you know, I was looking at some, or it was, you know, I guess it was last night, maybe, or 2 nights ago, like, you know, J-Rad had a set and somebody tagged me in something, and it was like the set list from the show, and it you know, and it has like asterisks next to songs, and you know, it's like first time played or hasn't been played since whatever. And I kind of chuckled myself thinking, you know, that's going to be every show for, you know, for right. this Ghostlight tour where, you know, everything is first time played, you know, it's, you know, so it, I mean, it's all new to everybody involved, you know, and again, going back to like the ethos of, you know, what us as a band is trying to accomplish of you know, really improvising and making each night a unique experience, you know, that a lot of that involves the audience. And, you know, so they're as important to what's going to happen as we are. So, you know, we can plan as much as we like, but, you know, it's going to be, it's we don't know what it's going to be, and that's very exciting for the five of us in the band, and we're hoping it's exciting for everybody that comes out to the shows.
Each of you two brings a different musical perspective to the music that you're going to be making on stage. Does that come through as well, or is there sort of a Ghostlight sound that has sort of been developed while you guys have been in the studio?
You know, I don't think that's an either or. I think each of us does bring our own perspective and our own sound to it, and that's what makes Ghostlight sound like it does.
Right. I'm just thinking about Scotty and, you know, just the music that he's been a part of for the last little bit, and it's kind of, you know, more in that electronic kind of space, and so I was wondering if some of that will come through, but I'm sure it will, right?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing with Scott and, you know, when you know, I obviously initially knew him the same way that you know, you just mentioned. It's like, okay, I met him through the electronic music scene, you know, Brothers Pass and the Disco Biscuits and all that bullshit. And, you know, but then before this whole kind of thing actually started to get set in motion, you know, I, you know, he was moving to Philadelphia, and I was like, hey, man, you know, let's hang out, you know, and I just kind of want to hang out with him and see what, and talk to him and see what he's into. And it's like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, if this is a guy who is, you know, super into EDM and like, that's like his like passion, that's cool, but that's not, you know, that's not necessarily what I, you know, a fit I would think would be good for what's going on, you know, but he's a well-rounded musician that's into a lot of things. You know, he's knowledgeable of all styles of music. You know, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, playing a bebop set, you know, in fucking Manhattan next week. But like, I mean, like, you know, his ears are there. He listens to everything, or has listened to a lot of things. You know, it's like, and I think that's the important thing of like, you know, saying yes, listening to things, having the open ears of, you know, yeah, sure, man, you know, he played in whatever, Dopapod, you know, and like, that's fine, but that's not, you know, I don't think that even scratches the surface of what Scotty Zwang has going on upstairs, you know, and I think probably a lot of the appeal for him, I'm assuming, I can't really speak intelligently for him, but it is the fact that, you know, I came to him with this idea of this band, and the idea of it is that, you know, we get to all talk. We all get a voice. We all get to speak when we're improvising. This isn't a thing where it's like, you know, the band's going to vamp on changes and people take turns soloing over it, which it has its own merits and is its own awesome thing, but that's not what we're trying to do necessarily. It's like, we want it to be five people having a conversation, and, you know, there are times when when what he will be saying is going to sound like X, and sometimes it'll be Y, and sometimes it'll be Z. And the thing is, it doesn't really matter, because whatever he says then gets filtered through the other four of us, just like, yeah, whatever I bring to the table gets filtered, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's, you know, you see what I'm saying here? It's about it's about having a as wide of a palette to choose from as possible. You know, what kind of painter is like, well, I'm only going to use these blues and these reds, and that's it. Like, well, then who the fuck cares? What, you know, you're going to make three paintings and you're going to start repeating yourself. That's, you know, so, you know, Scott is one of the main reasons to sum up here. One of the main reasons that you know, I've heard Scott was, you know, getting to know him and how knowledgeable and how open his ears are to all sorts of things, you know, where he listens to things like Square Pusher and, you know, really angular stuff. It sounds like a computer falling down the stairs, but he also listens to, you know, Tears for Fears and Soundgarden, you know, right. So it's, you know, that's varied and that's important to me.
And so all of these players, I guess, bring a little something to the table that will allow you to go in all kinds of directions. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, possibilities.
Right. Thanks so much for taking the time. I know you guys are busy. We're psyched to hear the record. We're even more psyched to see you guys live. And so we'll be listening and watching and letting people know about it. And thanks again for being accommodating. Tom, I'll see you next Thursday in Syracuse.
Oh, okay. I'll see you next Thursday.
And Holly, we'll see you on the road, all right?
Right on. Thanks a lot, Ira.
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Tom, we'll see you soon.
Take it easy, bro.
See, everything is veiled in this very pragmatic cone of silence. I'm not sure how much of it is purposeful, or if they themselves aren't quite sure how people will react to what they've created, so they want to wait until they get it all done and just right before they release any details. At any rate, the Ghostlight Tour begins March 20th in San Diego, and I am sure we will love what Ghostlight has to offer. You can check out more details at ghostlightband.com. Before we leave you, have a listen to this instrumental version of Eyes of the World, featuring Holly on piano and Tom on acoustic guitar, taken from a gig October 10th, 2017 at the Ardmore Music Hall in Philadelphia. If this duo's performance is any indication of how good Ghostlight will be, we are in. All in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love and you, their fans. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.
Osiris.